Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Chuck Metzger, our friend, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. For those who may not know, Dr. Chuck Metzger is a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He's been the team doctor for FAU Athletics and chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. He is a clinical affiliate faculty member for FAU Medical School, and he's been in private practice in Boca Raton since 1999, 55 years. So you can follow him, if you want, on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. He actually was watching the game last night. He tweeted immediately what was going on with Tua, just on from what he saw with his hands. Again, you can follow Chuck on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. I know that it was not 55 years, by the way, starting in 99. Dr. Chuck is on the line. Hello, Dr. Metzger.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
So just explain at the beginning, for people who didn't see your tweet last night, what was the hands in that awkward, you know, like rigid position? What is that called, and what is that a sign of?
So the actual like mechanism or the position they were in is sometimes called the fencing response, almost like, you know, the hands, the position your hands are in when you're fencing. And actually we see that in young children when they're a couple of months old, like infants. You can see them, actually, my son Charlie actually has that position of his hands. Not exactly that, but when we took his first picture when he was first born. So it's called a fencing response, and you have it when you're a very young child, but it goes away, it can sometimes happen when you sustain a trauma to the head or a concussion. But what I referred to is called a decorticate posture, and what that means is, depending on what part of your brain gets injured by a concussion. So oftentimes in boxing, if you see someone get knocked out, their hands extend out as if they're still kind of punching. And some people may think, oh, they're still trying to fight even though they're kind of unconscious. And in reality, that's called decerebrate posturing. And it's just a different part of the brain called the cerebrum is affected by the concussion as opposed to the cortex, which is what happened to Tua. So long story short, I was referring to the way his arms were kind of spasming and the hands were kind of spasming related to the brain trauma, the traumatic brain injury he took as part of his concussion when he was sacked.
And Doc, I got knocked out, but I just went limp. Is it the same thing? It's just different reactions from your brain?
Yeah, just it's more of a sign typically of a moderate concussion when you get those types of things, so a moderate to severe concussion. There's, you know, range, and there's a variety of ways to kind of quantify or, you know, qualify the severity of it. But basically what he sustained was a sign of a more moderate to moderately severe concussion.
Dr. Chuck Metzger is with us. And I point out when he comes on with us, talk about someone's injury, he is not dealing with that patient. So when we talk about Tua and the condition, we're speaking in abstracts because he has not obviously had the knowledge of actually working with him on this. So he goes down. There's been a whole bunch of conversation today about what happened originally the previous Sunday in Buffalo when he kind of staggered back to the huddle out of that sack. So Mike McDaniel in his press conference today and the Dolphins and Tua, they've all been resolute since it happened that it was not a head injury, it was his back, and he again today, Mike McDaniel, and I do believe him, but I also believe my eyes. So I do believe, though, that when they say He was not in the concussion protocol because he passed that afternoon on that Sunday. And then they did check him for concussion-like symptoms every day of the week leading up to Thursday, and he never had any and never displayed any. What do your eyes tell you from the original Sunday after he got sacked in Buffalo?
So, you know, I didn't see the play because I was unfortunately traveling while this was all going on initially, but I did see him collapse. So in other words, I didn't see the quarterback sneak that he apparently injured his back on. But what I did see was the sack, and when he was sacked, the first thing he did was reach for his head as it's kind of snapped back and hit the turf. He got up, took some steps, and that's when he kind of fell forward. You know, what I would have expected from someone whose back was bad enough to cause them to lose, you know, their ability to walk and lock up on them would be to immediately grab at your back. And he didn't do that. He actually kind of acted woozy and kind of reached a little bit towards his helmet as if he was reaching for his head when all that was kind of going on. And so it really gave an impression that, hey, he just hit his head. He kind of feels woozy. You could call that a very mild concussion, whether that's, you know, a little bit of semantics, I don't know. But, I mean, you know, what I saw was someone who looked like they sustained a very mild, you know, kind of ding or a concussion in medical terms, and certainly not a back-related injury as to the reason why he fell. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with what you were kind of saying leading into this question was, you know, I think they both can be right in the sense that it could be a concussion and he could pass the concussion protocol in the locker room and still be able to play.
And Doc, the concussion protocol, you say like the symptoms, and I've taken it, they give you all big long list of words, and then they change the topic and bring back to the words to see if you can remember, and they do all that stuff. It's a bunch of tests. But then they always give you CT scans and MRIs and x-rays. Like, it seems as if those MRIs, x-rays, CT scans should show something more than a list of questions that you have to answer to show you don't have a concussion. There's nothing medical you can do to see a concussion or swelling or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, if you see those things on scans, it's because it's a severe or life-threatening injury, actually. So the reason you're trying to do those things is to clear the neck. So, like, they mentioned when he fell yesterday that they were taking him to the hospital for a head and neck injury. And basically what they're saying is we're trying to rule those things out. So, you know, they're trying to rule out a fracture of the neck, you know, spine of the neck, and or bleeding inside of the brain. So their hope is that all of that is clear, and then they can take him off the backboard and the neck brace or those types of things and kind of allow him to move his head around before they, you know. So essentially they're trying to clear him is the term we use in the emergency room. Hey, let's clear his C-spine first, do x-rays, do a CAT scan of the brain. Sometimes they do CAT scans of the neck as well, which I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that on him as well. And so it will typically show nothing. It'll show, you know, no swelling, no bleeding. If you do see those things, that's a reason to stay in the hospital, potentially, you know, even have surgery, those types of very serious things. But I've almost never seen that with any kind of even the most severe types of concussion. So, you know, obviously what you're referring to, Channing, is before the year, they do these kind of concussion protocol baseline, you know, evaluations. They then, you know, when you go through the actual, you have a concussion or suspected concussion during the game, they'll go through those same questions and see how you respond. Also, what the things they would look for, just, hey, you see if you're nauseated, if you're throwing up, see if you're kind of hiding your eyes from the light because you have photosensitivity. And they also watch your eyes move. You know, we look for certain what we call saccadic movements, which are movements of the eyes that look, you know, are erratic. They're kind of moving quickly back and forth and things that you can't fake, you know, or hide. And those are all signs of, you know, various injuries or portions of your brain that have been injured as part of the traumatic brain injury or concussion. So those types of things it's just kind of a whole thing that's been set up, and I really feel like it's quite solid. I know that they're, you know, bringing up, you know, hey, should we change this? Should we get a new protocol? I think that, like I said, I think both sides can be right here. It's bad to get concussions. But, you know, if the protocol was followed, and it sounds like it was, you know, you clear someone, and it's you know, the fact that he had a quite mild concussion, it sounds like, you know, let's just assume, but cleared protocol on Sunday and then played and had a head injury again, probably set him up for a, you know, more significant, you know, susceptibility to getting another concussion. But But it you know, I don't know that it's really preventable, because the cause is the actual trauma. You know, don't let them get sacked and,
right.
and
yeah.
you know, have them get rid of the
ball. It's kind of inherent in the game
and
in the position. It's yeah. difficult. But so that what happened last night, because some people I thought were a little confused on Twitter, all the Twitter doctors out there, when he goes down last night, while it was super uncomfortable to watch, because you don't want to see anybody lock up like that, because it's, you know, you're like, yeah. oh my God, does he have a serious head injury? When they cart him off the field and immobilize his head, that's a precautionary maneuver.
Exactly.
He would have 100%. Been fine. I mean, we kind of know now. He probably would have been able to walk off under his own yep. strength. But as a precautionary maneuver, you're doing that, and then you're getting yep. him to the trauma unit. You're checking to see if there's a brain bleed or swelling. And it seems like the reason that they would discharge him last night, he'd be able to travel home with the team, is because any of the possibilities of significant head or neck trauma did not materialize. But they did everything the right way last night. You can speak as a doctor. To me, as an outsider, it looks like they did everything the right way from the moment of the injury up until also discharging him, which is the right thing to do if he doesn't have any significant injuries.
100%. Yeah, he's clear to travel. You know, again, I know that's all sounds like crazy thoughts if someone is unfamiliar with it and they just see what happened. But, you know, from every point of view, everything was done the way I would have expected it. Again, I've worked in the football arena in the collegiate level, and you know, you see these types of injuries, and that's exactly what you do. You always clear someone. You take precautions, and so you know, if you ask someone what you're doing, you know, if in the middle of it, you're asked, you know, by a media member, you're going to give the report as if you're saying, "Hey, we're ruling out essentially head and neck trauma, and whether there's sustained serious injury, the person has sustained a serious injury." So exactly, and so once you clear that, there's no purpose in the patient, you know, in this case, Tua, being in the hospital at that point. There's nothing. There's no infusion. There's no treatment. There's no surgery. There's no therapy. It's just, hey, let's just follow him and give him time for his brain to kind of recover from this. And that varies person to person, injury to injury, and, you know, all that. So,
and Doc, like you work with athletes, you know, for years now. Do you go in with, especially football players or, you know, contact sport guys, knowing they're going to lie to you? Because I'm going to lie. I'm never going to say I had a headache. I'm never going to say I'm dizzy.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why we look for certain things. We look for certain eye movements and things like that. We look for, you know, we listen for slurred speech. We, you know, look for the nausea point of view. We look for the wooziness, you know, when we ask questions, how quickly they're going to answer, those types of things. And again, it's not always perfect. And you could say, hey, maybe we could have done better with Tua in the sense that, but the reality is, he really looked okay. He came out. It's hard to come back from a concussion and fake it. You can do it in some cases, and you're right. I heard you guys talking earlier in the show today. It's like, you know, most people are relatively like they just want to keep doing what they're doing if they like or love what they're doing. Athletes are that times a million. So, you know, there's that competitive edge. There's everything about them. They want to prove themselves, all that. That's how they got where they are. So, yeah, it's always going to be hard to take them out of those types of situations. But when it comes to these types of things, you know, that's all the more reason to set up a protocol like this. But I, like I said, I keep going back to it. I really feel like both sides can be right in the sense, hey, that was a concussion. Okay, fair enough. They took him through the protocol. The protocol doesn't just say, hey, do you want to go back out there? You know, it's, or do you feel you have a headache? No, it's physical examination. It's stuff that is much harder to reproduce unless you're clear from a concussion or the symptoms of concussion. So I think that's the best you can do. I don't know how you can really improve upon that.
Right. And then obviously if there's a significant condition like the brain bleed or whatever, that, I mean, you'll see it. You'll see it on the imaging. So,
yeah.
There you go, Dr. Chuck Metzger. Again, he's a board-certified internist in Boca Raton. He has been team doctor for FAU Athletics and chief of medicine at Boca Raton Regional Hospital. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Chuck Metzger. Thank you, Dr. Chuck.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You do the same. Sound like Keith Jackson getting out of there. We got ourselves a wing-ding doodle for the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.